the years. This is a scrapbook of sound where page by page we have mounted the vivid moments of our times, engraved the living voices of our years.
Good evening and welcome to the Giant Ear Show for November 2008. I'm your host, Johnny Farrow. Tonight's theme is a holiday theme, Over the River and Through the Woods. I'll be playing a very eclectic selection of sounds for you, all related to the theme in some way or another. And so as to keep the flow of the show going, so as not to muddy up the waters, I'm going to post a playlist on my blog so that you may peruse that, follow along if you like, during the show, listing all of the things that I'm playing for you this evening. And that blog is located at www.johnnyfarrow.net. That's JohnnyFarrow. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
poem is The Negro Speaks of Rivers. It was written when I was 18 years old, just out of high school. It goes like this. I've known rivers. I've known rivers ancient as the world and older than the flow of human blood in human veins. My soul has grown deep like the rivers. I bathed in the Euphrates when dawns were young. I built my hut near the Congo, and it lulled me to sleep. I looked upon the Nile and raised the pyramids above it. I heard the singing of the Mississippi when Abe Lincoln went down to New Orleans, and I've seen its muddy bosom turn all golden in the sunset. I've known rivers, ancient, dusky rivers. My soul has grown deep like the rivers.
A radio show for the internet, and I was wondering if you would answer a couple of questions. You will be completely anonymous.
Okay.
I just want to ask about the Thanksgiving holiday.
No thanks.
No? Okay.
No,
all right. Have a good day. Hi guys, how are you? I'm doing a little interview show for the internet, and I just want to ask a couple questions about the Thanksgiving holidays. Be completely anonymous.
We're not actually American, so we don't really care.
All right, great. All right, cheers. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I'm doing a short, informal, anonymous survey about the Thanksgiving holidays. Would you mind answering a couple of questions?
What are you doing it for?
I have a web radio program that I'm doing.
That's fun. What's your
name? Yeah, my name is Johnny. What's your name?
Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Okay.
All right, so do you celebrate or observe the Thanksgiving holiday?
I do. Are we being recorded?
Yeah,
now?
I'm recording your voice.
Yep.
Yes. And so what do you normally do?
Oh, absolutely go with family, whole family.
Really?
Love
Excellent.
It. We have a great big family gathering. I come from a really big family.
Yeah.
We all get together. I love seeing them as dysfunctional and loving as we are.
That's
it's
fantastic.
Great fun.
Yeah,
it's really
super.
Nice. I love seeing the little kids, the old folks.
Yeah, very good, very good. And so complete this phrase for me. Over the river and through the woods. Do you know the rest?
I know the rest. Sure, to grandmother's house we go.
All right. Fantastic. All right.
The horse knows the way to carry the
sleigh. No, you know even more.
Yeah.
Keep going.
It's been a long time.
Through the white and drifted snow or something like that.
Yeah.
And then do you have a favorite river?
Oh my God. I have so many favorite rivers.
Oh yeah? What's your top?
The first one that popped into my mind is the Ick-Pick-Puck River in the Arctic, Alaskan Arctic.
Wow, have you been there?
Yes.
Wow, that's a crazy name.
Yeah.
It's
just a wild, beautiful little river in the middle of the wilderness, the Arctic wilderness.
Wow, wow. And then what about favorite woods?
Any North American woods.
Yeah.
I mean, just They're just so beautiful.
Yeah, great. All right, that's it. That was simple.
That's all. I want to tell you about my other favorite rivers.
Oh, please, go ahead. Keep going. Yes, I wanted to let you go. No, the more the merrier.
I love the Amazon.
Okay.
You've been on that?
Yeah. All right, fantastic.
It's extraordinary.
So you do quite a bit of traveling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very good, very good. Are you from New York originally?
I am, New York City.
All right, great.
Born in Queens, raised in Queens. Lived in Ohio. Came back to New York.
I wonder why. No.
Yes, exactly.
I have family from Ohio, so I know a little bit about Ohio.
Yeah. So you didn't ask my favorite desert.
Well, this is over the river and through the woods. But I would love to know your favorite desert.
The Gobi.
Okay. And you've been to the Gobi?
Yeah.
And what other deserts have you been to make this judgment?
All over Southwest U.S., which are fabulous too.
Those are
good. They're just, they're just too beautiful. All the Sedonas, the Texas, Southern California, the Anza Borrega Desert in Southern California is probably one of the most beautiful, extraordinary places in the world.
Fantastic.
You might know it. You know that movie where the kid dies up in Alaska?
Yes.
He hung out in the Anza Borrega for a while.
Right. Is that where he was hanging out with the sort of hippie troop?
Yeah, there's a little enclave of...
That movie made me cry, I have to say. That was a sad, sad film.
Yeah, it was very sad.
Yeah. Well, what about... Okay, so then what is the sound of the stock market crashing?
Oh, my God. Weeping. Do I have to make it or just describe it?
If you would make it, that would be even better. Yeah.
Holy shit.
You mean holy bleep.
Holy bleep, yes. Holy smokes. it's awful. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. You know?
I've never seen
the greed, the avarice, and it affects all of us. It doesn't matter whether you're invested or not. You have to do the bailout because people have no comprehension of how it really affects every single thing in the country. It doesn't matter if you're a cattle rancher in Wyoming or just come back from, those guys.
Right. Sorry, well, it's great to meet you.
Same here.
Thanks a lot.
Where can I listen to you?
Oh, let me give you a little card. It's going to be on Sunday after Thanksgiving.
Great.
All right?
Great, I'll take a listen.
Cheers.
Fun. Hey, enjoy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Maybe it's a parasite.
Some sort.
So it's really incredible.
That's why I think those things like March of the Cannons are really
So it doesn't seem that it's doing
hawks, eagles, condors?
Goldens. Pretty sure. Wanna check them?
I think we should turn around.
Oh, we have that. Yeah, this may just be some horse.
Well, yeah, because look at this.
Oh, look, here's a footprint. That one,
yeah. Maybe not.
Can we see where the car and get it?
Yeah, because this is real horse.
I'll be right back.
It's still cold.
It's better than being called cold biscuit. Or maybe it's not. I don't know.
It was a cold biscuit. Sometimes they were just hard biscuits. They all dried out.
Oh, no. Oh, that's really funny.
I never had told you that.
No, that's a good one. About that dry today. Biscuit.
I made biscuits yesterday. And my brother brought up some. He came up to visit couple of days ago, and I've been making hominy all week, so I gave him the hominy to take home to use for the holidays, and so anyway, I'd made biscuits yesterday after he'd been up here and brought me a quart of molasses, homemade molasses from the area, and so that's what I wanted for breakfast was molasses and butter. Mm-hmm. With my biscuits, I made drop biscuits. I didn't want to fool with rolling them out and all that stuff. So I made drop biscuits, and that's what I had. And I have some left over, so that's what I've been nibbling on today.
There you go. That sounds good. I could go for a biscuit right now. A doggy biscuit. No, not a doggy biscuit. So why don't you tell me what you did looking for this headwaters of this river? That's a good segue, right?
Yeah.
Dry biscuit to a river.
Well, you gotta have You got to have some nourishment before you start hiking through the Cumberland River Basin. You got to hike to the headwaters where the Cumberland begins. There's three forks to it. You got the Poor Fork.
Oh, I see.
The Martin Fork.
Yeah.
And the Clover Fork.
Yeah, you know what, I'm looking on Wikipedia, and it doesn't mention that second one you said. It only says the Poor Fork and the Clover Fork. So maybe you need to update the Wikipedia page.
Really? Because the Martin Fork meets the Clover Fork in Harlan. Harlan always flooded, so the Clover Fork was rerouted around the city, and they tunneled through the mountain and brought it under that mountain. And there's a couple of bridges that cross the fork there, and that and the Martin Fork, but they converge right by those bridges. Right after the Clover comes through the mountain, then it converges with the Martin Fork.
Oh, okay.
I did not hike to the top of the Clover Fork, but I did hike to the head of the Poor Fork and the Martin Fork.
And what's there? Is it just like a spring or something, or?
Yes, we've hiked the. I was with my friend, and we hiked first to the Poor Fork, and at the base of the mountain there was a home, and so we asked for permission to walk through their property.
Yeah.
And so when we talked to the people there at the base of the mountain, and as we told them what we wanted to do, that we were trying to find the headwaters of the Cumberland River, and ask them for permission to go through. So we walked through this gap, and on that gap, what this little wire gap's what we called it, where there's a little fence gate that lets you through.
Oh, it's not like it's not like a real gate. It's just made out of like fencing wire, and it's attached
it's
with like a post,
wire.
Right? Oh, barbed wire.
Barbed wire. And it has like a little post. They'll have about 8 or 10 feet of wire.
I am a pilgrim to the weary stranger, just traveling through this wearisome land. I have a home in yonder city, good Lord, but it's not made by hand. I go down to this river of Jordan, I be in the wordsome land. I have a home in yonder city, good Lord, but it's not made by hand. I am a pilgrim, just weary stranger, just traveling through the wearisome land. I have a home in yon city, good Lord, that is not beneath my hat. I never get way back yonder when I was just a little boy. I used to go to church and that old hymn that sang, I never forget the name of it as long as I live. I am a pilgrim to the weary stranger, just traveling through this worrisome land. I have a home in yonder city, good Lord, that is not made by hand.
The property that we had asked permission to travel through, and the lady told us that there was a professor from Michigan at one of the colleges in Michigan that owned the cabin back on top of this mountain we were going to hike up, and that he had asked them to kind of watch who was going in and out.
Yeah.
Because his his cabin had been
robbed or something? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Vandalized.
Oh, vandalized.
Times. So he had asked them to kind of watch who was going in and out and try to know who they are.
Was it like professor vandalism? Like they were writing like...
No.
Like you get an F.
I forgot.
Or something.
Been a long time, so I forgot what he's professor of, but they told us, but I don't recall what it was now.
Yeah.
So we started hiking, and we got to this stream that was coming down, and it was like kind of roaring down out of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked upstream. There was like a road, like a dirt road back to the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
And but it wasn't used very much except the ATVs that came through there.
Yeah.
So we saw some of those. And so we found a spot not too far above the road where it was crossed, the water stream was crossed. We didn't have a way to cross because we didn't bring extra shoes or anything with us. We only brought a few snacks to hold us over till we got back out of the mountain.
Yeah.
But we went upstream a little bit from where the stream crossed the road, and found a log or a tree that had fallen. So we walked across this tree to make that our bridge and crossed over the stream, and we kept hiking. I remember seeing a turtle on the way, so I took his picture, a little box turtle. And then we kept hiking.
Did he smile?
We got to the top of this mountain, and right down in front of that cottage that was up on top of the mountain, we're just barely under the ridge of the mountain, and we found this spot of, it was a spring, and it was just bubbling up out of the ground, and that was so exciting.
Wow, that's really cool.
I know. And then...
Did you taste it?
Pardon?
Did you taste it?
I don't remember if I did or not. It's been several years, so I don't remember.
Yeah.
I know I stuck my finger in it and took my shoes off and stuck my feet in it.
Oh.
So anyway.
So it was the first dam and then the first pollution.
Yeah.
Right
toe
there.
Jam.
Oh no, you did not.
So right now, probably about.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Doing a short informal anonymous survey about the Thanksgiving holidays and wondering if you would answer a couple of short, easy questions.
Sure, as long as it won't take too long.
Yeah. It won't, certainly. And I'm recording this, by the way.
Okay.
No, not at all. It's a web radio program called Giant Ear.
Okay.
And I will give you, I'll give you a card. This will be not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Next Sunday. Okay.
Yeah. It's on every Sunday, but it's this particular show.
Okay.
So the first question is, do you observe the Thanksgiving holiday?
Not really.
No.
I'm English.
Okay. Do you have something equivalent there?
Not really.
No. You would celebrate this time of year. Not necessarily of a... Obviously, Thanksgiving means something great.
Ours is a little earlier.
It's a little earlier.
Yeah.
And is it the same sort of spirit of something like a thanking for bounty,
yeah, it is,
a harvest?
It's not like it is here. It's not as big as it is here, but it's a harvest thing. Yeah,
right. That's great.
That's all it is.
And do you know this? Do you know the words to the song? I'm going to sing the first part, and you can say the lyrics to the rest if you know it. Over the river and through the woods.
I'm afraid I don't.
No,
that's
all right.
Terrible.
To grandmother's house we go.
All right.
The horse knows a way to carry the sleigh through the white and drifted snow.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a wonderful song, yes.
And I should look it up the minute.
You should. It's all over the internet. It's a fantastic number, and you can hear very bad versions of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you got a version of it?
I don't have it with me, but you will hear it on the show.
Really? Will you be singing?
I will not be singing, but I could sing. If I felt so inclined. All right, so a couple of more questions quickly. What is your favorite river?
My favorite river, I think, probably has to be it's a very difficult question. I'm going to go for the Seine.
Very nice. And do you go to Paris often?
I have been in the past many times.
Fantastic, yeah. And what about your favorite woods?
My favorite woods have to be the woods where I grew up in, where I was a child, I think.
Where is that?
It's in the south of England, sorry.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for your time, too.
Enjoy your stay here.
I will do. Good
and have a safe trip home.
Thank you so much.
Cheers. Did you get left?
They're very old. They can't take
care. Cheers. Thank you.
Yeah, do it.